The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, Hugh Hewitt, welcome to the Rundown, which consists of the pre-rundown, the rundown, and the post-rundown, but all of it brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show, at the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement. And I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin Resveratrol Omega. Temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains. Temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains. And you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95. With that in mind, let's get to the pre-rundown rundown. Welcome to the pre-show show. Generalissimo, I found these amazing 12 cuts. I think I'm going to lead in segment three. With President Biden. Good. You got some President Biden. How long was he out for? 3 minutes?
If that, and then he passed his sell-by date, and they took him back and put him back on ice.
All right. So he was out for a little bit. Then we've got a bunch of people at the border. Rob Portman's staff reached out yesterday. He's going down to the border tomorrow, so he's going to be our guest on Thursday. I think Kevin McCarthy was in El Paso. Is that where he was doing his presser?
That's what cut five and six say, along with the interesting one, is the ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, a guy named John Katko. He had some interesting things to say about how Border Patrol has already caught people on the terror watch list trying to cross the border.
That's good news.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Really good news. Right.
Well, they caught him. It's just whenever you've got hundreds of thousands of people moving towards the border, the bad guys are going to try and get in. Then I will find time. I don't know when. I will find time to play Don Lemon, our favorite TV host. And I've known Don for a long time, and everybody knows he's a nice guy. He's not going to win the spelling bee.
No, he never will.
Never win the spelling bee. But Don said what?
He's talking about his new book, and he's on The View. And
he has a new book? Don does?
Apparently so.
Okay. Last time I read his book and booked him, and then he canceled. Not going to book him this time.
Not worth the effort. He was on The View, and he's telling the ladies on The View, to end racism, we have to start teaching that Jesus was not white.
Okay. I will look forward to playing that for our audience. That's what we call incitement radio, meaning that it will callers will flock in to denounce Don. And I don't like that so much because I like Don. He's just never going to win the spelling bee. And then we've got a couple of senators.
Yeah, I know.
We got John Thune and Tom Cotton. We got Kornacki, Mary Catherine Hamm, Sungmin Kim, Byron York, David Drucker. We got everything out of the beltway this morning. I do so much work that people don't appreciate when I find this audio.
Well, I certainly don't.
Yeah, you do not appreciate the work I put into this, do you?
No, I certainly don't.
Now, what do you think of our new Clarksville? We have another new affiliate, the Borg. Why did you lose the Borg sound effect?
Why did I lose it? You mean the one that Adam could probably call up in about 4 seconds?
Well, okay, one, two, three, six,
Adam, which raise it on?
8, 9, 10... 11. No, there is no Borg sound effect.
There is a Borg sound effect.
So, look, enjoy the show. We're coming right back at you. Don't go anywhere. This is the pre-show. But remember, do join the universe if you want to hear Dwayne not deliver sound effects for an hour a day at 8 p.m. in the East, 5 in the West.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. That's a lot of what the after show is. Let me find something. But it can be very vastly entertaining. People do enjoy hearing the audio that I find early. And so they join the universe. Plus, you get every minute of every Hugh Hewitt show ever commercial free. So thank you, Generalissimo. Talk to you a little bit later.
Shields and surrender your ships.
I went and found it myself.
We will add biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
So, Dwayne, I'll send that to you. I played that off of my board. I'll send that to you.
Yeah,
you can use it in the after show.
I'll play your
Yeah, I'll play your board rogue. For you. All right, come on, play your game. If you had a sound effect, you could play that one. Okay, I'll give you another try. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Oh, I'll play your game, you rogue.
You know, Dwayne, it's radio. You really can't let 14 seconds go between the cue for a sound effect and dropping it. I know you're new to this game. I know you're new to this game, but you just can't go that long, all right? Just the after show. He'll be better by the after show. Subscribe to the universe and join us for the show just to hit. We'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. There has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Do you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? Anytime you go online, my friends, your internet service provider can see every site you are visiting. You think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? No, they're not. Trust me. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap one button to protect yourself, and it's done. It's that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one by CNET and Wired. And they stand for my values. So now is the time for you to take a stance. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Hewitt. You get 3 extra months for on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now. 'Cause I'm
leaving.
Morning, Glory America, and welcome aboard Clarksville, Tennessee. Newsy 105.5 and 1400 WNZE in Clarksville. It is great to add you to the Hugh Hewitt universe. Good morning to you and to everyone at Fort Campbell. Very excited to have the 101st Airborne on alert for the Hugh Hewitt show. You'll hear the news here first. Before your orders get to you, if you ever got to move, you'll hear about it here first. We do that in the morning. We do the rundown first. I'll tell you a little bit about myself in the third segment this morning. Welcome, though. It's great to have another great affiliate lineup. And lots of things are changing in radio. That was going to happen. After the great Rush Limbaugh left us, there was going to be a lot of changing. And it's great to be on in Bellingham. And it's great to be on in Clarksville. All my new affiliates, welcome. It's great to have you in my universe and you are inviting me into your home or your car, and I appreciate that greatly. I really do. Here's what we do. First, the rundown on the news. Europe does not know what to do with the virus. They have been rolling out the AstraZeneca jab. That's the Oxford AstraZeneca jab. And it's working marvelously in Great Britain, but they stopped it yesterday in many countries across Europe, Germany, Italy, France, Spain, and Netherlands. Norway, Denmark, Bulgaria paused it last week. This comes despite the WHO and other authorities saying it's perfectly safe. But these countries are allegedly concerned about blood clots. And the Financial Times reports on it at length, as does the British Telegraph. Telegraph saying chaos in the EU over AstraZeneca COVID vaccine concerns. More than 11 million doses of the vaccine have already been used in Great Britain. And very, very, very few side effects. The second headline in the British Telegraph is, should Britons be worried if they had the AstraZeneca jab? The numbers suggest not. In these 11 million cases, there have been 15 events of deep vein thrombosis, blood clot, and 22 events of pulmonary embolism. Another sort of blood clot. So grand total of 37 events out of 11 million. Your odds are good. The mortality rate of COVID is between 0.5% and 1%. That's the mortality rate. Get the vaccine wherever you are. If you're in America, go to CVS.com. They're figuring it out. If they'd just given it to CVS from the beginning, they would have figured this thing out. Get vaccinated. It works. It protects you. It protects your family. It protects your loved one. It protects your school, your community, your friends, your family, everybody is protected when you get vaccinated. Go do it. There is victory over the virus in Israel as they begin to reopen. They do have a concern, new variants, Most of the variants in Israel are the British variant. They have some South African variant. The existing vaccines work against the British variant. They work mostly against the South African variant. There is a worry that viruses are going to do virus things, mutate. Got to keep your eye on it. Got to keep your eye on it, but it looks very, very good right now. Is travel coming back? The Wall Street Journal asks. Airports have had their busiest days since a year ago. As it begins to reopen, I'm back on the planes beginning mid-April, 2 weeks after my second shot. And I know that United Airlines went up 8% yesterday. American Airlines went up 7%. Delta shares rose 2.3%. The return of travel is back. Now, we're beginning to be able to accurately estimate who has been hurt the worst. We know the number one group, people over the age of 75. This simply, they do not have the immunity system and the respiratory ability. Secondly, obese people, people who are morbidly obese, heavy, you should start losing weight right now. This virus is going to linger. It takes its greatest toll on people who are carrying a few pounds extra. Lose it. Just start walking. I'll tell you about that a lot. Also, younger Latinos, of all the non-named demographics that is most surprising, the Post today talks about the disproportionate path carved through Latino neighborhoods. Now, we knew that it had a disproportionate impact on African-American neighborhoods. A lot of people thought that was because of healthcare gaps. The 35 to 49-year-old Latino population represents, in California example, 41% of the people. So Latinos, 35 to 49, 41% of the people in that age range, but 74% of the deaths. It still is nowhere near the risk of older people and people who are heavy, but it is something to be aware of. And the story is heartbreaking. There are a few families that have been completely decimated near the border in El Centro and the Imperial Valley, but that are profiled in the piece. But the takeaway is particular vulnerability there. Meanwhile, long story in the New York Times, Biden confronts vaccine hesitancy. Republicans are a particular challenge. Now, Andy Slavik was on this show, and we talked about the need to get the vaccination. And there's a little bit of political messaging going on, not from Andy, but other people. There's an attempt to paint Republicans as dumb. That's actually counterproductive. It's an attempt to, again, diminish the acuity of people who voted for Donald Trump. And I don't even think the numbers are there. That's polling data as opposed to show up data. But let me just say, put the politics aside. If Republicans are underrepresented, go get represented. Go work. It could be self-sacrifice. It could be that you're younger than other demographics. I don't know what that is. But there it is, completely safe, and you got to get it. It simply is the way back to normal. President Biden tapped Gene Sperling to implement the $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Good luck with that. Talked to Governor Larry Hogan on this show yesterday. He didn't know how much they were getting and what strings were attached. It's been out, they've been doing this bill for a month, and they haven't told the governors yet the level of independence they have over it. There is an unconstitutional measure attached to it. That is, and I'm sure there's a severability clause, which means, if I can explain to you, when Congress passes a law, they usually include a severability provision, which states if one part of the law is found unconstitutional, the rest of the law does not stand. They better have that in this law, because it's unconstitutional to say, here's a whole bunch of money in the middle of a pandemic, but you can't cut taxes. That's unconstitutional. That's an attempt to dragoon the states, as it was said in Mississippi v. FERC. Now, for my new friends in Clarksville and Fort Campbell, I've been teaching con law for 25 years. Graduate of the University of Michigan Law School, worked as special assistant to attorney general, general counsel of two federal agencies, confirmed by the Senate to be the deputy director and then the acting director of the United States Office of Personnel Management. Most importantly, perhaps, assistant counsel in the White House. I know my law. That's just simply unconstitutional to attach that requirement. It will be held so under the Sebelius decision, which upheld Obamacare but struck down its Medicaid provision. If the Medicaid string was unconstitutional, this string is unconstitutional. But it'll take a while to get there, and the government's got it. If they're worried about Republicans getting in line, I'm worried about them getting clarity about what the money can be used for and where. Another troubling story. They got COVID 1 year ago. They're still sick. Big Wall Street Journal story on long COVID. An estimated 10 to 30% of people get COVID have long COVID. And that takes a long time to recover from. When I come back in segment three, I'm going to tell you about the border crisis. First, however, let me get you. It's really going crazy. Let me tell you a little bit about the Oscar nominations. You're not going to recognize many of these films. And The Father with Anthony Hopkins, that's Best Picture. Judas and the Black Messiah, Best Picture. Mank, based on the life of Herman Mankiewicz. Mank, Minari, Nomadland, I heard of. Promising Young Woman and Sound of Metal and The Trial of the Chicago 7, I've heard of. So of those best pictures, I've heard of two. I've seen none of them. It's the worst marketing campaign because it's been the worst year for the movies in my lifetime. So the Oscars isn't going to mean what the Oscars mean because no one's going to have seen them. But I've heard about two of them at least, Nomadland and The Trial of the Chicago 7. I really do wonder, this is going to be the weirdest Oscars ever, and I bet you their ratings are about 1%. Stand by, and a special welcome to Clarksville. If you're on the I-34 driving through Clarksville, welcome. Put your station right here. The fact is, the internet never forgets. There has never been a more important time to protect your internet activity, your digital data. That's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked back to you by big tech companies, and they do it. They match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. That's why you need to switch, and I switched, to ExpressVPN. On your computer, on your phone, every IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Hewitt to get 3 extra months for free. Go to expressvpn.com/Hewitt right now to learn more. Good morning, America. Hugh Hewitt here for you. If you take the 24 Northwest out of Nashville, you will come to Clarksville, which is my brand new affiliate. They have joined the Borg.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
You are actually in great place, Clarksville and Fort Campbell, adjacent to Clarksville, and everyone traveling on the 24. You found the right home at Newsy 105.5 and 1400 WNZE in Clarksville. You just come here every day, and I will give you the news first. Then I'll give you my analysis. We'll have some fun. We got great guests, couple of senators a day, typically a couple of ranking members. We'll bring in Democrats occasionally. Chris Coons will show up, Angus King. I love to talk to Democrats. Your senator in Tennessee, Bill Hagerty, was here last week. Marsha Blackburn is a frequent guest. Love to talk to your members of Congress. All of my friends are moving to Tennessee. I got a friend, Schroeder. And Schroeder is he's a graduate of Butler, which, whether or not you know it, is a degree-granting institution. And he and his wonderful spouse, and she was really wonderful. I do not know how John pulled that off. But they're pulling up California stakes and moving down to Tennessee. So I'm going to send him over to Clarksville to be my goodwill ambassador. Actually, Virginia will be my goodwill ambassador. John, I think he can stay home and he loses a digit or two every year to his woodworking, but he's nevertheless a good guy. But he's a Butler fan. I don't think Butler made the tournament this year. I don't. Even if they did, they'll be guaranteed not to hit anything in the second half. Good to have you with me. One of the things I do on the Hugh Hewitt Show is I tell people about Food for the Poor. They sponsor a campaign every now and then when there's an urgent need. And there's an urgent need in Honduras right now, and I'm pleased to tell you about it. In Honduras, there are vast swaths of the country where the economy is completely broken down, and so has the relief effort, except for Food for the Poor and the agencies they work with, because Food for the Poor has been doing this, I believe, 70 years. They know how to get rice and beans to the poorest of the poor and to kids. They really target the communities where kids have nothing to eat. And Food for the Poor depends upon you to make this happen. We have got, for example, how painful would it be not to have food to provide your children or grandchildren? Here's a Honduras update.
The impact of the storms in Honduras has been particularly devastating. Roads buried under mudslides and entire towns flooded. The Honduran government says state shelters are at capacity, meaning that thousands are now left to fend for themselves on the streets. Any hopes they have left now depend on the kindness of others who are willing to lend a hand.
That is the storm that hit after COVID had already destroyed the economy. There's no tourism going on right now. And after COVID had already depopulated the relief agencies because of the shutdown. So it's a dire situation. I'm asking you to help. You go to HughHewitt.com. Go to the banner at the very top. $37 provides food for a child for 6 months. A starving child. 111 feeds three kids for 6 months. So Food for the Poor doesn't have a long-range goal to change the world. They have a short-term goal to keep people from starving to death or suffering lifelong effects of malnutrition. Be the helping hands. Be the relief. Food for the Poor. You can also call 855-359-4673. That's 855-359-HOPE. I prefer if you go to HughHewitt.com because that way you won't end up on a machine if they're overwhelmed with calls. Thousands of you have already done it. Thank you. Mitt Romney has an op-ed in the New York Times today on the right way to boycott the Beijing Olympics. I'll be inviting, I call him Governor Romney because I've known him forever. I'll be inviting Governor Romney on to talk about this because I don't want to go. I don't want to send our athletes. He wants to send our athletes and not send any people or sponsors. Either is good and better than simply pretending that they're not committing a genocide, which they are doing. Now let's turn to the border. Washington Post. Biden faces growing political threat from border upheaval. Let me try that again and actually pronounce it. Biden faces growing political threat from border upheaval. It is not an upheaval. It is chaos with a capital C. And they brought it on by basically saying no enforcement, ollie, ollie, in free. Now, the places where Trump built the wall, they're not coming in. They're coming into ports of entry. They're memorizing the script to claim asylum. And they are being sent off to New York Times headline. Children are sleeping on mats in overcrowded border facilities. Of course they are overcrowded. For example, in Donna, Texas, there is a shelter built for 250 people. It has 1,000 people in it. Now, our friend Tom Tradup sent me a headline yesterday from the Washington Post, which I just had to read three times because it's about the dumbest thing I've seen. Biden administration will use Dallas Convention Center to shelter migrant teen boys. FEMA, they're sending the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that means it's an emergency, of course, will use a Dallas Convention Center to shelter thousands of migrant teenage boys, according to two Homeland Security officials, boys aged 15 to 17. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
You're going to rename the venue Lord of the Flies Arena.
It is. What could go wrong? I taught Sunday school for, I guess, a stretch of from the age of 2 until the age of 13, 11 years, same class. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I would teach the same class, and then we bounced around, but we had one class to which we were attached. And we got them as two-year-olds, and we stayed with them right up through their entry into sixth grade. And I said, no mas. And the Sunday school coordinator said, why? And I said, because they're no longer children. They have become teenagers, and I will not deal with teenagers. I pray for that convention center team. All right, that's going to be, they better send the best and the brightest down there, because that's going to be something. That is going to be something. And I'm not sure it's going to be, I don't know that, they say thousands, they don't tell us how many thousands of people. 1,000, maybe you, what do you think the staffing has to be, about 1 to 10? You know what? They should get every retired football.
Yeah, one teen to 10 staffers. That's what it needs.
I have an idea, which I want to offer to the government. Deputize every retired football, baseball, and basketball coach in the Texas area. Give them all. They'll have those boys running laps. They'll have those boys doing push-ups and pull-ups. And then they'll do gassers, right? When you run the lines. I don't even know how to do a gasser anymore. I think I would fall over. And I can go a long way, as you'll hear in a second, Clarksburg. But I want to play for you a few cuts that we've got from the border. First of all, Representative John Katko, who was in El Paso yesterday. He's the ranking member, the senior Republican on Homeland Security. Let's play cut number 7.
In fact, Kevin's right. I just lived right up the road on Summer Park Drive as a federal organized crime prosecutor back in the 90s. And I was charged with going after the drug cartels. And I had a fundamental understanding then, and I do now, that the cartels know when to exploit the southern border. And they're doing it now masterfully. And they're doing it because President Biden rolled back a lot of the orders of the previous administration that were working. One of the perhaps most reprehensible things I've heard in a long time is Nancy Pelosi and some in the administration saying that this is caused by a pent-up demand from the previous administration. There's always a pent-up demand for crime. Crossing the border legally is illegal, and so we shouldn't accommodate that pent-up demand. And they seem to be signaling that we should. And here's what's happening. There's no question, this trip has confirmed it for me, there is indeed disorder at the border by executive order. No question about it. We went first to a detention facility, $48 million to build. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars a day just to feed this surge. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars more a day to clothe them, to transfer them. All this money is being taken apart away from things we're doing here in the country that could benefit our citizens. It is so bad from a financial standpoint for Border Patrol that, as Kevin alluded to, they're taking money from the future payments down the road later in the year of Border Patrol salaries and Border Patrol pensions just to try and pay for the surge that's going on right now that was caused by this president. And they're hoping for supplemental, but that supplemental doesn't come. I don't know how the heck we're going to pay these guys. What are we doing? Right? What are we doing? Another thing. They are not testing these individuals. We saw hundreds of people in there today. Not one of them has had a COVID test. And they're transferring to other places without COVID tests. Border Patrol agents are only been inoculated at 50 to 60% at the most right now. They're exposed every day to this. And this is something that the president has caused with this surge. So then we went over to Monument 3, right around the hill here. And we saw firsthand what was going on. And Kevin alluded to what's going on. Hundreds of people a day coming across. We saw gaps in the wall that made no sense. They were almost done. And on January 20th at midnight, they were instructed to stop. And now we have vulnerabilities because of that. And they're exploiting those vulnerabilities. And perhaps worse than that, 120 agents that guard that area that's now vulnerable are being pulled away to go deal with feed and clothe these kids coming across. And by the way, when kids come across, if you don't think the drug traffickers are doing it, think again. Most of them have a piece of tape across their shirt with instructions on who they are, where they're going, or what information they get and what they need to do. So that's very organized. And they're paying a lot of money per child to get them across, right? The last thing I'll tell you is something that very much concerns me as a Homeland Security ranking member. People they've caught in the last few days over there in Sector 3 or Monument 3 have been on the terror watch list. Individuals that they have on the watch list for terrorism are now starting to exploit the southern border. We need to wake up.
They need to resume the Trump program, which was working. Kevin McCarthy, GOP leader in the House, said this, cut number 6.
Illegal immigration is never right at any time. So let's fix legal immigration. But border security is number one. Let's finish those 17 miles we're already building. Let's make sure that we don't encourage people to think they're just going to become citizens by coming. keep the children back in their own country. And if they want to claim asylum, have the cases in their own country, because 80% of them don't come true and they're already in the country. In America, you got 10 million Americans out of work. Now you're bringing people in to compete for those jobs.
And finally, Kevin McCarthy, cut number five.
It's worse than a crisis. I thought I would see a crisis, but this is really a human heartbreak. We have a brand new facility to care for these children. They built it beyond capacity, thinking they would never reach it. Today, they just set the anniversary that they broke capacity, more than 1,040 children, and it's only growing every day. And what that means is 120 of these border agents that are doing an extraordinary job in unbelievable times can't be on the border protecting us. And when you go up to Monument 3 and you talk to those agents, it's not just people from Mexico or Honduras or El Salvador. They're now finding people from Yemen, Iran, Turkey.
I read a story yesterday of Cameroon. Because the path in the United States is well known, just costs more if you start further away. It's all Joe Biden's fault.